This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So 59 yards, Jake Moody for the win. He got it!
Bang, Moody!
59-yarder, and the 49ers win.
And Chase Lucas is running another victory lap down on the field. That is a great kick from Moody, and I am so glad it worked out where he could kick a career long. Certainly it's in the preseason, but to smash that through the uprights, awesome.
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, that's Guy Haberman there on the call. And, I mean, you can even hear Tim Ryan as well. You can hear what the way he says it. I'm just so happy that that worked out. It's an interesting way to say it. And I don't know why we're running from this on any level. I don't think we need to. It's not a criticism. Jake has struggled and has been open with the world about confidence issues. And so now when he makes it, it's not like we don't react the same way we do when other kickers make a big kick. There's this like heartstring thing that happens. Oh, I'm so glad that it worked out. In other words, if he misses either of those kicks in the final 45 seconds, how are we doing today?
It's a preseason game, but it's just another pelt on the wall of Jake Moody. He's not good enough. He can't do it. We need another kicker. So I get what you're saying, and I wonder if any 49er fan is actually rooting against Jake Moody, because if you love the team and he's your kicker, well, then yeah, you got to love the kicker to a point. And that point is, as I mentioned, when he came back after injury last year and he went 11 for 20 kicking field goals, it was get this guy off my team. And here he is still on the team, .. for now. So you would love for him to go out, kick great, and keep the job. And I'm thinking about last year, the opener, he went 6 for 6 against the Jets.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, Jake Moody, year two off to a swimming start.
He won me a fantasy game.
That week?
6 for 6.
That's not bad, yeah.
The guy who I beat was so mad. So mad.
Because that's the last game of the week.
The last game of the week.
And Da-da-da-da.
And I was down by an unimaginable amount. When all you have left is a kicker.
Mm.
And then he kicked 6 field goals, and some of them were long, and I beat the guy by like a point, and it was one of those where like somebody is week one and everybody's like, we need a rule change. It's stupid that we have kickers in fantasy. This is dumb. It was one of those. So anyway, I very much appreciated that game from Jake Moody.
No doubt.
It helped, but yeah, the rest of the year was a total journey, and I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not down on Jake. It is a preseason game. I don't think we've reached the final analysis on this at all, but I don't think it is a good characteristic for an NFL team or a kicker and the discussion surrounding them to be talking about confidence and did he or didn't he, and was the 26-yard make a good kick or a bad kick? Like, I just don't think that's not good. Kickers you don't want talked about at all.
Right.
At all.
Completely. Nor do you want your long snapper or your holder to be talked about. You want the operation to be smooth, and he went 5 for 6, and this is a classic Willard versus Dibbs process versus results, because yep. I look at 5 for 6, and even though one of them was a little wonky, it was 3 points, and he made the big kick late, and you won the game. You won the game. Big whoop. It's a preseason game, but for me, Jake Moody has earned in me a good amount of confidence, and with kickers, though, you know the confidence is only as good as the next game. You could go 10 for your first 10 and then go out and miss a 41-yarder that's a game winner, and you lose the game, and that might be it. You know, and Kyle Shanahan famously has, like most head coaches, I would imagine, little patience for the kicker. It's a little bit like the closer, where you give your closer a 3-run lead, and your closer just blows it, throws gas on it, and you lose the game. It's like, all right, that happened. It better not happen again. And then your closer goes out and it happens again. It's like, we're going to find a new closer.
I love that you just said that, because 415, a short time ago on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, just compared Jake Moody kicking a field goal to Camilo Duvall coming in the ninth. Which one makes you feel better or worse? And I get it. I think it's a wonderful comparison.
It's a good comp.
Because,
that's a good question.
Thank you.
That's a good question.
So, like, you look at those guys come in, and I have the exact same thought, which is they totally can do it. They've got the goods. Moody can kick from 59. Duvall can throw 100 miles an hour. But what are they going to do this time? And it's inconsistent. And inconsistency for those roles, closer and kicker, are not acceptable.
Completely.
That is the word that you can't have. You can't do inconsistent. You're allowed to miss a field goal. It happens. It happens to everyone. And so if you have a handful over the year, that's fine. But so it doesn't mean you got to be perfect, but you have to be consistent. And that is why the 26-yard make bothered me. That's why, because that's an inconsistent kick. It went in,
yep.
But it's not. That's not the leg drive that you're looking for. It's just not.
But it's preseason, and we allow other players to have preseason moments of, you know, you're still trying to find your way, and you're finding your footing, and, you know, maybe it's a throw or a route that wasn't run correctly or all the little things. It's preseason, so I do think that he deserves that same level of preseason grace.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're the kicker. That's a different action than anybody else.
It's a little different, yes, yeah. And I also believe that because he has changed his approach, not to get too deep into kicking, but he was a 3-stepper, and now it's a 2, and so that is going to take some time, and well, he doesn't have a lot of time, because, you know, come week 1, you're not going to say, well, he's still working on his 2-step approach. No, but in the preseason, oof, I'm still going to give him enough grace knowing that these games don't really matter.
I don't think we, like I said, I'm with you from the perspective of I don't think we've reached the final analysis, but I can tell you this right now. If on September 7th, you're down 24-23, and he lines up from 42 yards with 2 seconds left to go, and he hooks that thing left, I would argue that right away, one game into the season, more than half the fan base will want him gone.
I would say, I don't know if it's more than half the fan base now wants him gone, but 888-957-9570, do you want Moody gone? I mean,
I don't, not yet.
Right, but I think that there's a bigger portion of the fan base that already is kind of wishing that he would have lost the competition that never actually existed.
I mean, that's true. Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Ryan, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the call. No, I completely agree with you, Willard. I do think it's a little bit of distraction. The way the players reacted to him hitting that game winner, it's like that's not the kind of reaction that a team has around a guy that they have confidence in. You know, I do think it was like manufactured, trying to pump him up. But there was two things I took from that game. Number one, when he missed his field goal, they cut to Kyle Shanahan, and you could see how annoyed he was. And it's a preseason game. Then their next drive, what does Kyle do? he starts going for it on fourth downs in positions on the field that I don't know if we would have before. And I know it's preseason. They're kind of messing, you know, they're toying around with some things, but that's the first thing. The second thing was the red zone efficiency. I know it's a preseason game. I know they're using a hodgepodge of an offensive line. They don't have a lot of starters in, but it kind of looked the same as it did last year. As soon as they get into that red zone, there's penalties. They're not buttoned up. They can't get spacing. Obviously, they're settling for field goals. And I'm just worried about if Kyle doesn't have 100% confidence in his kicker and they're already having red zone efficiency issues, is that going to be a problem, you know, in the middle of the season when he can't trust his kicker?
Well, I mean, Ryan, the only way to answer that right now, and thank you, is that it might be. But I do, the two examples you brought up, I'm going to separate the two. And I know people don't want to do this because there's so many out there, no matter who your quarterback is or whatever team you root for, you want that quarterback to be a dog. You want him to do it all by himself. Brock Purdy is out there. First of all, it was one drive. Second of all, there's no Trent Williams. There's no Christian McCaffrey. There's no a bunch of
no
pieces.
No George Kittle, no, yeah.
Like, there's no a bunch of pieces that would, in a normal situation, would be there in order to reach your goal and get into the end zone. So to me, the red zone efficiency thing is very much like sending Jake Moody without a left shoe. And then if he misses, going, dude, I don't like the way it looks. Well, it's like we didn't have a left shoe. Like he wasn't able to plant. The Moody thing, and this is why I see it a little bit differently than you, Dibs, as far as giving him preseason grace. This is like just a repetitive act. That is it. This is a grandfather clock. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. Swing the leg, kick the ball straight. It is pretty much the exact same thing. I know it might be this hash mark, that hash mark, 40 yards, 55 yards. I understand the little intricacies, but he's been kicking in practice for weeks now, and I just don't see a preseason game and a regular season game for Jake Moody being all that different, other than that the pressure ramps up a little bit, which in theory should make the preseason even easier.
Yeah.
Like it's just kick the ball straight. That's it.
And
that's the only assignment.
They're not all going to go straight. And, you know, even the best kicker in the league last year by percentage, Nick Folk, 95.5%. He was 21 for 22. Yep. He missed a kick. Brandon Aubrey was probably the best kicker in the league. And he attempted 47. He missed seven times. He made that 65-yarder, which was the longest, but he wound up above the average. 84 is the average. Moody goes 5 for 6, which is 83.3%, and you'll take it. Now, the aesthetics of it, you're right. The one make was a little bit scary from 27 or 26. And
whatever it was.
Another yard or two back, and that thing doinks or it goes wide left. And so, yeah, that's not great, but all of this confidence, accuracy, it all gets sorted out almost in real time, where if he misses big kicks or makeable kicks, and the caller's right, Shanahan, he is probably more perturbed than most when it comes to kickers who miss. I mean, all the coaches get mad when their kicker misses.
No, for sure. And there are certain things, and Shanahan right now is already wearing some of these. He did it all last year with all things special teams. And Jake Moody, while this is different than covering a kickoff, he is a part of special teams. And Kyle has the same look on his face every time something goes wrong on special teams. And to me, the look on his face says, are you kidding me? Do I need to do this too? I thought this was a delegation sensation.
That's a buck.
And I thought that y'all were buttoned up. It's really not rocket science. Now, what Kyle does and what Robert Saleh does, those are a little bit rocket science-y. Special teams is not. I'm sure it's more intricate than I realize, but especially when it comes to kicking or punting or, to a degree, the wedge and covering a kick. It is very much, to me, like a dog at the dog park, right? You throw the ball, the dog is like, go get ball, come back. That's it. And there are dogs. You go out to the dog park, you ask. Next time Gene calls in, go ask him. There are dogs that will not bring the ball back. And guess what? Yeah, that owner's not playing. We're not playing fetch anymore. It is
that's keep away.
That's special. Exactly. That's a different game.
Yep.
It's a game. It was a different game. So that, to me, that's special teams. It's a dog at the dog park, dude. You got one job, okay? This is when your wife sends you to the grocery store for peanut butter. Don't come back with an onion. You have one job. Go out there, do it well, and if not, my face is going to get red.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And if you miss two or three times on that job, we're going to go find somebody who can.
That's right. And, you know, you have a certain amount of equity built up. If you're a kicker who's been around for a long time, you are allowed to have a bad stretch and maybe go into a funk. I wonder about Justin Tucker had he not gotten into his horrendous off-field situations that made it all but impossible for him to keep kicking, because he's been one of the best to ever do it. And he had a bad year last year, and the off-field stuff makes it so there's really no conversation about him still kicking. But Jake Moody doesn't have that level of equity built up. This is year three. Year one was good. It wasn't elite. It was good. He was better than average. Year two was trending toward being good, and then he got hurt. And then after that, he either lost his confidence, lost his foot, whatever happened, and he was one of the worst kickers in the league. He actually was only ahead of four other kickers at the end of the year in percentage made. He was 32nd out of 36 people who actually tried to kick the football.
Yeah. By the way, the other thing I would say about this is, like, the 49ers have already told you what they're thinking about it. They're thinking the same thing you are. Don't listen to the whole, like, oh, we love Jake. I'm sure you do. He's a human being. You drafted him, and he's been your coworker for 3 years. Seems like a nice guy. I'm sure you absolutely love Jake. But what did the 49ers do to start this year? They brought in another kicker, and they did not release him because Jake was kicking that guy's butt.
Right.
That's not why they released him. They released him because of all the other injuries that were happening around camp, and they needed a roster spot, and they damn well realized that 2 weeks from now, if they want to bring Greg Joseph back in, they can. And, like, they could do it week one or week two or week three or whatever. So I don't – whatever the Niners say right now, I think the Niners think the exact same way you all do about Jake Moody. Talented guy, really rooting for him, but I'm not sold. I think that describes the Niners right now.
Without a doubt. And that's why they brought in competition for him. They brought in a real veteran who's done it at, you know, at a high level and has done it for a long time. It's not like they brought in three or four just camp bodies just to try to see. They brought in real competition. And you're right, they didn't end it because they wanted to end it. They had to because they're running out of bodies. So I'm sure as they said goodbye to Greg, they said, hey, Greg, here's our schedule. Why don't you go ahead and stay tuned?
Keep your cell phone on,
yeah,
Greg.
You know, go ahead and keep loosening up and kick those footballs at your local high school, because you know and I know that we may need you. And not every team has their kicker go all the way through the year. Sometimes it's due to injury. Sometimes it's due to ineffectiveness. So I don't even know how many free agent real NFL kickers are out there, but there's a small collection of dudes who are running around high school fields just putting footballs
for
in the
sure.
air.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, a little bit more that Kyle had to say on Moody after this preseason game on Saturday. And apparently, part of it was that Moody actually took the floor and spoke to the entire team after this game.
Yeah, it was cool. We had him give us a speech, break us down. It's a little anticlimactic, but he did a good job. Guys were happy for him.
And then he also said this.
Yeah, I think going 4 for 5 and hitting a 59-yarder and a 50-yarder and the game winner from 59, I think that was a hell of a day for him. So I thought he kicked his ass off and gives us a lot of confidence.
Okay. Hey, kicked his ass off. If that early one is 6 inches further hooked, I mean, we're having a different conversation today.
Perhaps, yeah. It just, to me, it comes down to the last kick, which was 59, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Great kick.
And yes, it's a game winner. And I know it's not really a game winner in the sense that that game actually mattered, but, you know, you play football, and it's a preseason game, and now your kicker has a chance to win the game, and he does it. And so I loved the response from his teammates. I don't think that it was, you know, overly Hallmark movie, Disney Channel. It just, to me, was a group of guys happy for their teammate who maybe took a step toward regaining his confidence.
Filmo Mike, I think, is on the line, which is always a good time. So we're going to do that in a second. But coming up in 10 minutes, before Feliciano jumps on here with us, John Feliciano is going to join us at 3:15. I want to talk about Ricky Pearsall. I would like to talk about Ricky Pearsall, and I do not. This is not a victory lap, is it at all? Because why
well,
would
you're
I?
Stretching out right
it was
now.
It's a stupid preseason game. Whatever. But you see it. I see it. Guy Haberman saw it. Everybody who's been to camp sees it. And I would love to dig into what the hesitancy is, seemingly from people to sort of like buy stock in this guy. I think he's just going to be fantastic. And man, I hope he stays healthy. So more on that in just a little bit. But Filmo, what are you doing?
Hey, that's great. That's a great segue, because the same reason you feel like Ricky Pearsall is going to be great, it's the same reason people feel like Jake Moody's going to suck. It don't matter because it's preseason, right? Your preparation is the preseason. Your confidence is not there because we haven't seen this before. So y'all having a great show, and that's all I wanted to say. The confidence in Moody is not that we don't think Moody's a good kicker. We don't have confidence in him. So when you ask, like, is it Duvall or Moody? Oh, man, I'm going Duvall easily. I've seen him do it so many times with Jake Moody. I've seen him mess up. And with a kicker, it's not how many times you miss or make, it's when you miss or make.
Also true.
Okay.
although, and Filmo, thank you, that went in Jake's favor over the weekend. Miss early, make late, and make long. That's wonderful. But if you're comparing him to Camilo Duvall, and your answer, as Filmo's was, is I would take Duvall confidence over Moody confidence. Well, I would just like to remind everybody, Duvall's team gave up on him. Duvall's team said, see you later, with 2 years of team control at a cheap number still remaining. So the Giants did not like the Camilo Duvall lack of confidence. That's where they sat. And a closer is, part of it is also they had someone waiting in the wings that they think can do the job, but that's even harder to replace than a kicker.
Much harder. I mean, kickers are mostly a dime a dozen. If you have a really, really good one, then you've got a leg up, pun intended, on the competition. And so you hope that Jake Moody's going to be that. You use the third round pick to take him, and you're going to give him a little extra latitude, I think, because you spent draft capital on him. But that extra latitude, I believe, has now expired.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.